Lake Effect brings you conversations about what's happening in Milwaukee and the people, places, and organizations that shape the community. This is Lake Effect Spotlight from WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
1 year ago this week, Milwaukee hosted the Republican National Convention. City officials touted a potential economic windfall. Visit Milwaukee has since released a report claiming the event carried a $321 million economic impact. But this tabulation does not include normal business that was crowded out by the RNC. Instead, it's a tally of what was spent by visitors and the cost of putting on the event. Lake Effect Sam Woods looks into what's in the report.
1 year ago this week, the Pfizer Forum sounded like this.
I raised my right arm, looked at the thousands and thousands of people that were breathlessly waiting, and started shouting, fight, fight, fight.
City officials sounded like this.
There were a lot of people, tens of thousands, that came to Milwaukee, that stayed at our hotels, that ventured into restaurants, that spent money with local vendors, and left a significant amount of money here in our economy.
And some downtown businesses sounded like this.
I know I've read a lot of things where they say there's going to be 50,000 people here. This looks like a weak Admirals game. There's just not a lot of people down here.
When the RNC came to town last year, many had high hopes of an economic windfall as 50,000 visitors were expected to come to Milwaukee, spend money here, and go home to tell everyone what a wonderful place this is to visit. In May, a long-awaited report on economic activity from the event reported a $321 million economic impact, far exceeding the city's goal of $200 million. But there's one piece missing from this analysis: loss of normal business that was crowded out. Greg Pepitone, Associate Director of Tourism Economics, the firm that compiled the report, said this is because the report is meant to measure the economic impact of visitors only, not the totality of economic activity during the week of the RNC.
Our impact study represents what you might consider the gross economic impacts during the RNC. So the analysis doesn't include displacement or losses in spending by visitors that would have come to Milwaukee.
But not all economists see this as the best way to measure economic impact. Victor Matheson, a professor of economics at the College of the Holy Cross, has published his own economic impact of past political conventions, though not one for Milwaukee's RNC specifically. He says these economic impact reports tend to make conventions look like a better economic deal than they really are, because they exclude economic activity that was crowded out by the event.
The regular who's at the bar, who says, man, I'm not coming in this week because it's just too much of a zoo down here. I have to go through police barricades and everything just to get to work. So I'm not going to work. And you're never surveying that person about what they didn't spend that week. The person who was going to come to Milwaukee for a regular vacation, right? Who was going to travel and say, hey, where do you want to visit? Let's go to Milwaukee, see what's there. You don't measure them, right? You are asking people what they did do, but you aren't, for example, asking the person who didn't go to the art museum downtown what they would have spent had they been in Milwaukee that weekend, because they weren't there. And the problem is you're missing all of that. And so a lot of these reports are pretty good at the adding and multiplying. They're just very poor at the subtracting.
But before getting into what is not counted, let's examine how the report calculates economic impact. The report breaks down this impact into three categories of direct, indirect, and induced spending. Direct spending refers to spending by visitors during the RNC and spending by vendors to put on the event itself. Examples of this kind of spending would be booking a hotel for the week or what a delegate spends on lunch at a local restaurant. Pepitone said this data comes from sources like the RNC Host Committee, the RNC itself, Milwaukee City Government, Visit Milwaukee, and select businesses, as well as attendance data and lodging data to measure hotel occupancies and short-term rentals like Airbnbs. Pepitone said indirect and induced spending counts the type of spending that is not directly related to the convention, but would not have otherwise occurred if not for the convention. Here is an example of indirect spending.
So, for example, if a visitor goes to a restaurant and they order a meal, that restaurant is going to have to purchase food from a local wholesaler, right? That purchase of food is considered an indirect impact.
Similarly, an induced impact refers to workers spending wages that they earned via the convention.
So someone that's working in one of those direct industries or one of those indirect industries, they're going to earn a wage, spend a portion of that wage in the local economy. And so that's considered an induced impact.
In total, the report claims all of this spending added up to $321 million of economic impact on the local economy. Stepping back from the event itself and looking at overall economic figures for Milwaukee and surrounding counties, the $321 million figure seems to get a bit murkier. According to state tax records, hotel sales were up 42% in Milwaukee County in July 2024 compared to July 2023. But food and drink sales were down 1%, and arts and entertainment sales were down 19% in the same time frame. Surrounding counties had similar mixed economic results based on taxable sales, with some industries up compared to the year before and others down. You can find more information on each county's taxable sales records at wuwm.com. This big boost in hotel sales in Milwaukee County compared to drops in restaurant and entertainment industries might suggest that the RNC successfully boosted hotel sales while crowding out normal business in other industries. But Pepitone says when it comes to tourism specifically, he believes it's more likely tourists rescheduled their visits to Milwaukee rather than outright canceling them.
Displaced is a complex term as well, because we have to understand, what is that typical leisure traveler going to do? Are they going to cancel their trip to Milwaukee altogether? Or are they rescheduling it for later that summer or earlier that summer, or a different time throughout the year?
When comparing June and August 2024 to 2023, it's unclear if this was borne out, as some industries were up and others down. Perhaps 2025 data will reveal visitors rescheduled their trips for the summer after the RNC. But whether or not tourists return in 2025 to boost restaurant and entertainment industries, one thing is clear. Hotels did very well during the RNC. Matheson says this is typical of political conventions.
When we look at hotel revenue, indeed, these events are big for hoteliers. They love having a bunch of people with big, deep bank accounts coming into town and filling up all the hotel rooms. So we typically get about a $20 million boost in hotel sales, but everything else is pretty much flat, right? So again, those hotel folks who come in and spend a lot of money, they displace the regulars, they displace the regular tourists, the regular folks. So we usually don't see a lot of increases in things like, food spending or retail sales or other things like amusement parks or museums that you could go to instead. But we do usually see a big spike in hotels. That's kind of the one thing that always shows up. Otherwise, it's really not a great event for cities besides that.
Stepping even further back, some stress the importance of examining the impact of the RNC in the context of how large the economy is over a given year. Dr. Michael Farrell is an assistant professor of finance at UW-Milwaukee. He notes that the economic impact of political conventions, regardless if it's the DNC or the RNC, can seem bigger than they really are when compared to general economic activity.
I would say that it was a significant event for the hospitality industry. It represents about 7% of the local economic impact for their sector. Outside of this, if we look at the greater Milwaukee area, it's a relatively small number. So a back-of-the-envelope estimate is about 1 day's worth of GDP. That could be a big number or a small number, depending on your perspective.
Before beginning his research on the economic impact of political conventions more than a decade ago, Matheson measured the economic impact of sporting events. He says the two types of events have similar economic impact stories, but carry one key difference.
Most of the evidence suggests that if you host a Super Bowl, if you host an NBA or Major League Baseball All-Star game, if you get to play in the NBA Finals like the Bucks did a few years ago, the evidence really is that it's not going to make your city rich, But it's likely to make you happy because these are fun events that most of the population can get behind. The problem with a political convention is there's just no evidence of a feel-good effect here either, right? Because you've got a Republican convention in deep blue Milwaukee County, and even if it was a Democratic convention in Milwaukee, you know, we know that half of the state's red rather than blue. So we can all, you know, bleed green and gold for the PAC, but you don't bleed red for the Republicans necessarily. And so this is not something that has that same sort of feel-good effect that you might be left with with other types of major events. So again, just because major events don't make you rich doesn't mean you shouldn't do them. People enjoy watching fireworks, even though a fireworks show does not make Milwaukee richer. Unfortunately, this is something where there's probably not a lot of feel-good effect that occurs either.
That piece was produced by Lake Effect Sam Woods. You can read more at WUWM.com.
You can find more interviews like this one by visiting WUWM.com/Lake Effect. And while you're there, subscribe to the Lake Effect Spotlight podcast.